Hey everyone, welcome back to another exciting episode of Screaming Chewy Show. And I'd like to welcome back longtime homie, right? Talented author, Roderick Edwards. What's happening, bro?
Hey, what's up? I'm also, aren't I just like an honorary Mexican and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Honorary, yeah, honorary person of color.
We've adopted you as a person of color.
There we go. The lips are what got me in, really. These lips are bigger than like Shaquille O'Neal's lips, I think, aren't they?
Hey, they're nice, though. They're nice.
Yeah. Look like God just made me shut the fuck up. All right. Oh,
love it, man. Love it.
Glad to be back. Looks like we got some new digs behind us. That's great. What's that picture? Is it just a fruit and stuff?
Yeah.
Is that Satan or something trying to tempt people? What the hell is that? What's that in the corner?
Could be Satan. I'm just kidding. It's just fruit.
Oh, okay. What's that,
a rose or some shit?
Or something? I don't know. Okay. I was making sure you aren't trying to promote some kind of devil stuff in the background.
The devil stuff is subliminal. I'm just kidding. Okay. But yeah, man, you've been living in the forest for a while, right? You're quite of a independent survivalist, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to get away. The craziness is coming and coming quicker. As we've talked about all kinds of topics, I think by 2024, we're all going to experience the craziness one way or another. I don't care who you support, and the craziness is going to happen.
Yeah, this economy, this world is fucking going crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you're headed the right direction, bro.
I'm out here in the forest, but I'm not far enough away. Because I still have neighbors. They're crazy, too.
Oh, shit. And yeah, you actually wrote a book, right, about surviving or living in the forest, right?
Yeah, so I live here down here in a forest in Florida. Most people, when they think of Florida, they think of beaches and, you know, things like that, Miami nightlife and all. Yeah, it does have all that. But most of Florida, if you ever look on a map, is a forest. Forest and lots of lakes, swamp lakes. So, I mean, alligators. If you get in any kind of body of water in Florida, more likely there's an alligator in there. So don't think, oh, this is great. It's a cup. No, there's probably an alligator in there. So you're probably going to die.
So don't go swimming.
Good. Good.
Oh, no, no. I was just saying, don't go swimming in them lakes, bro. There's alligators.
Yeah. And so I've been down here 3 years, and finally I think I've figured out how it is we live down here in Florida, how people live in general. I guess I'm now a Floridian. Most people down in Florida aren't from Florida. There's hardly any. I mean, I guess there's some that are traditionally multiple generations back. There's a lot of people you meet down in Florida, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, I moved down here when I retired, or I moved down here. They're always from some other place. They're not from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's really rare when you come across somebody who's been here multiple generations.
That's true. That's true. And so living there, you have your own chickens. You kind of been grow your own stuff and very independent, right?
Yeah, I live on it's barely 2 acres, but it feels like it's bigger when you're walking around it, because 2 acres open in forest seems bigger. And then it's bounded three sides of it by a swamp lake of, say, 17 acres. So when I look out, all I'm seeing is this swamp lake with all kinds of critters and creatures and sandhill cranes and all kinds of different things in the water. And then the last two things are by a fence that's probably 6 or 7 feet high. We'll get into why that is here soon.
Yeah, that's a big ass fence, bro.
Yeah, you'll need it.
And,
in the forest.
Alligators, they could climb fences as well, can't they?
Yeah, they can. I haven't seen one coming out of the water yet on the property, but they could. A couple years back, our raccoons killed all of our chickens and murdered them in the middle of the night. It was horrible. I went out and saw. The raccoons don't care about eating the chickens. They just like killing them. I don't know why.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so I went out in the yard. There's 4 or 5 chickens just all dead and laying there, not eating at all. So I had to build a better pen for them, better coop, so they get in there at night and I lock them all in. It's not going to save them from bears, but it saves them from raccoons.
Man, I had no idea raccoons were like that. What the fuck?
Yeah, they're wearing those masks. You should get, if anybody's walking around with either a black hoodie or a mask on, they're probably getting ready to commit a crime.
Little bandits, huh?
Yeah.
Fucking trash pandas.
Trash pandas. That's another thing. In Florida, you cannot put your trash, at least here where I am in the forest, you cannot put your trash out the night before, because the bears walk the streets and they will look for that stuff. And they will, even if your trash can is is closed, they will open that up and dump it all out and eat whatever they can and leave it everywhere. So I always have to get up really early in the next, in the morning of trash day, like I did today, and put my trash out. So,
Oh, bro, like, and is it black bears,
yeah, they're
grizzly?
black bears, big black bears. I see them sometimes, mainly not. They've never made it into our property yet, which will happen at some point, I'm sure, but I've always seen them on the road somewhere.
Those are the ones you could like scare off, right? But a grizzly is the one you play dead, I think.
I think I would probably run or get away from any kind of bear as much as I can. I know they say run or try to get bigger than, but even black bears are pretty big, so
Oh,
and
fuck.
you really, I don't know if you're gonna get bigger than them. You might. I'm a little guy, so I probably can't make
I'll
myself look bigger.
puff up
So
like a frog. Why don't you tell me of what inspired this? I mean, what inspired this book? Obviously, you live in the forest and you're surviving on your own, but I'm pretty sure there's more to it, right? Can you explain?
Well, one of the first things I noticed when I first moved to Florida, because I'm from Indiana, and in Indiana, anybody who lives in a trailer park is typically impoverished. It's just a matter of fact. It's not a thing. They're not. They're impoverished. So when you come to Florida and you see all these trailer parks, you're like, what in the world's going on here? There's a bunch of all these people are poor, but it's not. It took me a while to figure this out, but there are some, obviously, typically or stereotypically, that's because they live in a trailer park because they're poor or live in a trailer. And then there's other people because they still have money. This is their second home. Or there's people who just want to drop out. They don't care about spending a lot of money on where they live. Matter of fact, you'll see these, $40,000, $50,000 trucks pulling big ass boats behind them in their driveway. So they're not impoverished. That's just they live in these trailers or trailer parks because that makes it easier for them to afford their play toys. That's one thing I noticed when I first came down here. And I want to make sure I document that in a book because that's wrong thinking to think every time I see a trailer park, those people must be poor or trailer trash or what do you want to call it? So that's the first thing. And obviously the fact that Florida is not mainly beaches, it's mainly forest, lots of forest.
Everybody thinks of Miami and stuff like that, right? When they think of Florida.
Yeah, Miami, Tampa, Orlando, Disney World, all that stuff. Yes, those are set up purposely for tourists. But if you want to see, like when you go to somewhere, you say, I want to see what the locals see. I want to eat where the locals eat. Well, you're going to have to come to the forest because that's more of Florida than anything else.
And is there a big homeless problem like in the forest?
Well, yeah, especially because it is Florida. Any place warm weather, because I went to Hawaii a few years back, and if you're going to get a one-way ticket somewhere and be homeless, Hawaii might be it. I'm gonna go live off the grid and never pay bills again. Hawaii would be a great place because there's a on the beach there's a lot of public showers, so you can go there and take a shower, go to the restroom, stand around, beg for food or beg for money, and boom, you got your there's your day. Same thing in Florida. It's fairly the same climate as Hawaii. It gets a little cold. Like we're going through our winter now, and it gets down sometimes to 40 degrees,
Oh, it's
which
not
in
bad.
Florida is really cold because the moisture settles on your arms and hands, and it
Oh,
feels colder than 40,
yeah, I
unlike where
guess.
you're from.
Yeah, it's all dry as fuck here.
Yeah, so 40 probably is fairly still kind of warm for you, but 40 down in Florida is freezing to death.
Yeah, and in Hawaii, I believe there's a law that as long as it's not like a heavily like a tourist area. You could just set up camp on the beach and legally live there.
Right, probably so. I don't know the law, but exactly what was going on when I went there. They were doing that. And in Florida, they're doing that mainly in the forest. They just set up a tarp, not even a tent, a tarp, hold it by sticks. I mean, maybe sometimes not even that. And they live in the forest. Supposedly, there's like 600 people, homeless people, live in the
Holy
forest
shit.
in Florida. And I guess DeSantis is getting some kind of law passed where he's going to stop making a allowable for people to live in tents that are on property that's not their own. The problem with that is we still have to do something with those people. And
Yeah.
we've destroyed the mechanism for that. There's no, because a lot of people are homeless, are one, that's the three reasons. One, they got in hard times. That can happen to anybody, I guess. You had a hard times. You didn't have a plan how to keep the hard times from happening to you. Two, you want to drop out on purpose. You care less. You just want to drop out. You're not homeless because you're anything else. You just don't want to run the rat race anymore. You don't pay bills, anything like that. Three, and this all these things could be going at once, by the way. The third one is you got a mental illness of some sort or a drug addiction that doesn't allow you to participate in society. And so the only way you can live is outside of society's bounds. And so you got all that going on in Florida. And the governor says, well, we're going to round those people up. Okay, what are you going to do with them, though? Because a lot of mental institutions have been shut down. And most of the legal system's not going to put somebody in prison for that. They're going to let them out right away and they'll just be back on the streets. So if you're going to do that, you're going to have to fix that system somehow.
Yeah, you're right. And a lot of people, like, I think there's a big percentage. I don't think it's 50%, but it's a big chunk of people that are in prison. Most of them are mentally ill, and we our government just doesn't know how to deal with them, so they just throw them in prison,
People probably don't realize this, but back, I'd say in the 80s is when really the mental institutions started being emptied because the American Civil Liberties Unions and organizations like that started making a case saying that, look, prisons or these places are reformatories. You're supposed to be here. This is a hospital, mental hospital, where you're supposed to be fixing these people. If you determine as the hospital that you cannot fix them, then it's not fair to imprison them indefinitely. It sounds logical. And so therefore you have to let them go. And so that's how a lot of these mental institutions got emptied and shut down because legally the ACLU and some of those were right by their technical standards. If we're not going to fix them, we can't incarcerate them forever. So they just let them go. And now we have them running around our streets everywhere. So,
Wow, that's crazy. They're like, all right, where to go? Just get out of here.
You've been in therapy for 11 years. We've shocked you and drugged you up, but now goodbye.
Yeah.
Have at it. And so where do they go?
And so around here in Arizona, the homeless problem is becoming more and more of a problem as well. I think it's happening everywhere in the US,
Everywhere.
And so there's a lot of desert areas here. Some are becoming businesses, homes, but there's still a lot of different spots, right? And there's where I work across the street, there's a big empty desert area, right? And you could see, dude, I swear it felt like watching a civilization grow, bro. It started with little tents, and then they started getting pellets from our garbage cans, and they built this big ass shack, bro. They built it.
It's a
And like,
community
dude.
center.
And I mean, they're doing pretty well for being homeless, you know what I mean? But you could see like badass brand new trucks pull up, bro. Like badass cars, or even like people on little bikes pull up and leave.
There's the
So
people who want to drop out. And they're you think about it. I mean, how much taxes do we pay and everything else and all utilities? If you could figure out how not to get killed and live like that and still have all your toys, who wouldn't? I mean, it's a logical step.
Well, I think they're selling drugs and doing drugs because people were coming and leaving from the desert a lot. And so somebody made a report and they brought a big old fucking garbage truck and like a bulldozer and they knocked that shit down, bro. And they were all like, no.
They've
And
been doing a lot.
so what's crazy is that they're still there, bro. And the
They'll
other day I
rebuild.
came out, I was going to lunch. And from the desert, the sun was going down. And from the desert, I hear, help! I hear a female screaming, help! Help! And I'm like, what the fuck? And dude, I'm like, is she being raped? Like, what the fuck is going on? And I hear her screaming, like she's arguing. I didn't go in the desert, though. Like, I was like, fuck no, bro. Like, what
No,
if I
it'd be a
get
setup.
jumped? Mm-hmm.
That setup.
And I told that to a coworker, and he's like, oh, she always does that.
Well, one thing, because you're in the desert and then your homeless people are similar to our homeless people here in Florida, but I actually started thinking about you because if you ever played Grand Theft Auto 5,
Yes, I love it.
which is hilarious because I don't know how a video game gets away with stigmatizing or stereotyping all the races, white races, black races, everything. But they're pretty accurate about the fact that these people that live out in the off the grid. Now, again, in Grand Theft Auto 5, it's mainly, I think, in the desert somewhere. So more probably appropriate for yours, but I see it here too. People don't drive cars, they're all on quads and mini bikes and stuff, all the white guys. They're just and big fat women and stuff. I'm like, what in the heck is going on? They're all tattooed. They got their kid. Got my kid here riding in the front of the handlebars. We got that stuff going on here too in this forest. I'm like, what in the heck? And they're driving up and down the sand roads and even on the public roads, which they're not supposed to do, but they do it anyhow. It's just amazing. And so I always think of Grand Theft Auto 5 when I see these people. Sometimes there's two or three people on these things.
Yeah, when you get to the area where Trevor's from, right, where there's the trailer parks and stuff, they got the off-road cars and the, like you said, the quads and stuff.
Yep. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's I don't know how they get away with that, bro. Honestly, it's
Well, again, what does law enforcement do with them? What I mean, what does the legal system do with them? What law did they really break? We have more important and more serious crimes than somebody who's riding around a quad and maybe even doing pot or meth. You know, okay, yeah, sure. You can put them away, but how long are you going to be able to hold them? Because we don't have a system set up for that.
You're right. And
So.
it's funny how you mentioned how accurate they are. The next Grand Theft Auto, the sixth one, the trailer dropped. And it's in Florida. And there's a lot of like things that happen in Florida that they put in the game. So like there's like a lady with two hammers. Like these are real videos, right? That went viral. Like this lady wanted to kill somebody, like she's got two hammers. This chick on top of a car as they're driving, she's like twerking her ass. And there's a guy they call him the Florida Joker. Like he came on the news and he's all tatted up, but he looks like the Joker from the Batman. And so all this was put into the game. And so that Florida Joker, he's trying to sue Grand Theft Auto. He's like, "You use my image, you should pay me." Well, he ain't gonna get nothing out of it.
No, I mentioned that in the book. There's a they call it the Florida Man. They're basically a composite of all the crazy people you just mentioned in one person, which obviously doesn't exist. But I'm trying to figure out, is it because people come down here and they're mentally ill because they're, or is it because this environment allows them to basically live where they want outside of society's boundaries so they act crazy as they want? Or is it because of the climate? Is it because of the fact that we don't see seasons here that much? There's only wet season and dry season, really. I mean, that's really the seasons. It's not, you don't see the trees changing much or anything like that. So to me, does that have a psychological effect? I don't know, on I don't know, our history as human beings, when we see things transition, we kind of see, okay, I might have growth from this point on. In Florida, it's like one long day to me, in a way. You forget which day it is because everything looks the same.
Oh, that would drive you crazy, bro.
Yeah, it could drive you crazy. So I don't know what's causing this, but obviously. If something is. Another thing in the book is that when Florida first came to be, back when, obviously, I don't want to get too much in history because it's kind of boring, but the Spanish were this first place the Spanish landed. They didn't land on Plymouth Rock and they didn't land in Jamestown. They landed here
Oh.
in Florida, as people may know. And then there was fighting going on. There's no hardly anybody even lived in Florida. There were some Native Americans, but you know, like the Seminoles and things like that. The Seminoles are actually just a group of Indians. Different kinds of Indians, different kinds of black people, and different kinds of white people who fled from the north and came down here and became one group called the Seminoles. So they're mixed up with all those people. So Florida has always been a place where people used to go to get away from the crazy stuff that's going on up north, the wars and stuff.
That's crazy, bro. I had no idea.
Yeah. So it's that's maybe that's the reason why it's in our DNA that all the outcasts and all the people fleeing from the north have come down here and. You kind of be got to be a little crazy to flee from the north, from society, to live out here in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, man. Like the, have you heard of the Ruby Ridge incident?
Yes.
I think a lot of people that I think you have to have a little touch of craziness and a lot of intelligence, to wanna, get away from society and stuff like that. 'Cause you see
Right.
what the crazy shit going on, and you're like, I'm not gonna be a part of that,
Well, and plus there's differences that we're not used to. For example, it would take me 30 minutes to get to any Walmart around here. It probably takes you 10 minutes to get to a Walmart
Yeah.
or any kind of fast food place. It's going to take me 30 minutes. And so things like that, or if the power goes down, so does my water, so does my sewage. One time it happened to me pretty early on when I first moved here, and I was really green about how this all works. And so I had to go down to the swamp that I was telling you about 100 feet or so away from my house, and take a 5 gallon bucket to get the swamp water to flush our toilets. At this time, I had no idea if there was alligators. I figured they were in there. It's the dark. I don't really have a flashlight. I'm bent down trying to get water out of this. I'm thinking now I could just jump up and bite my head and kick me in there. So you got to be a little bit crazy to move out here in the middle of nowhere. We don't have the amenities of civil life, if you want to call it that. So.
Damn, bro, you're
Yeah,
crazy,
so.
man. And why don't you tell me about that fence?
Oh, so yeah, the fence, I didn't build it. The guy who was here before, he was an army engineer. oddly enough, the people live around this neighborhood where I am. It's kind of a neighborhood. They call it a fish camp because that's what it was originally. Florida has a lot of what's called fish camps. So these were places where people would go and just camp, and then they'd leave. You know, they'd come stay for a while. Well, this turned into a neighborhood, a full-fledged neighborhood. And the guy who lived here before built like a 7-foot stockade wooden big ass fence with these almost telephone pole size poles to hold it up and everything else. And now that I've lived here for a while, I know why, because outside these walls, there's some okay people, you know, that just like me and just like you, but there's also some crazy people. Like one time I heard somebody going, and I looked out my gate through the edge. And I've got a chain on it. I chained my gate shut, by the way, so nobody can get in into our property. But I look out there and there's a guy rolling around in the weeds across the street. He's on meth or something. He's, and then one of his friends are going, "Are you all right, Chris?" I'm thinking, "No, Chris is not all right. He's rolling around in the weeds." So I call them zombies in the book. They're zombies. I don't know if they're on meth or what they're on, but they just get crazy. And they tend to come out when it gets dark. It's also what I call them. They sleep all day long and then they come out when it gets dark. And they're either out there with flashlights or no lights at all, walking around in the woods. I don't,
Oh,
what are you doing? I'm thinking, oh, bear should eat you or something. That'd be the end of you. Of course, then the bear would probably be hyped up on meth. Who knows?
it's like that movie Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, that.
And that's and people with families, bro, seeing that, I'd be like, oh hell no, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Otherwise, I mean, that happens unless I move someplace like a 50-acre property away from everybody. And then there's a danger of that because if I move on a 50-acre property and you're on my property, I can only assume you're up to no good. Now that I live on just a 2-acre property, if you're outside my gates, whatever the hell you're doing, fine. But once you get inside my gates, there's going to be a problem. So on a 50-acre property, I'd probably be in trouble because I would probably confront somebody like a squatter or something, and then we'd be in a tussle, and I might have to use my Second Amendment right, and that would end bad for me, I'm sure. So at
Yeah.
least this way, hopefully they realize, hey, there's a gate. We probably should stay out of there.
Just go full American and mount the gun on your quad. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
I'm just.
I don't have a quad, by the way. I've thought about it a few times, but I don't think so.
That's wow, man. And yeah, that's smart. He built that big ass fence because, bro, I can't picture that somebody outside my gate just fucking freaking out like that in the grass. Oh, hell
Yeah.
no.
And then, like I said, there's all kinds of crazy stuff you hear at night. And at night out there, what is going on? But you hear gunshots. I mean, you hear that sometimes in the city, I'm sure, but a lot of gunshots and just crazy stuff. So I have to basically say, okay, whatever's going on outside the gates, I'll ignore it until I hear something going on. Now, I have the technology of like Alexa and stuff like that where I can instantly say, turn on all these lights or turn on that light or turn on this light. So I can light up that whole place in just a moment time if I need to. So, and then go out there and take care of business if need be.
Oh, that's smart, bro.
So, I mean, it might look dark. Oh, they're thinking, oh, this is great. We'll just climb over this fence and then we'll do this and do that. Well, as soon as I hear that, because I have dogs too, I'm going to turn on every floodlight there is, and then I'm going to see you and you're going to be in trouble because I'm going to have the drop on you.
Damn. That's smart, because you could just be waking up, Alexa, turn on lights. Boom.
They're all on. They're really bright.
I have one of those in my room, and I could change the colors of the light.
Yeah, but that's for entertaining the ladies. This is for security reasons.
I put stripper music. No, I'm just kidding. But you ever had any so you have ducks and stuff too, right? And chickens?
I got chickens and ducks and is that it? Yeah, I did, well, the dogs. I thought about getting goats, but they destroy everything, so. I want to keep some of the green stuff in my property, but yeah, I use just have the ducks and chickens for eggs because I don't think I could bring myself to kill a chicken unless, it comes to the last part where I have to survive, but otherwise they're just for eggs.
Right now they're pets, but apocalypse comes, they're
Yeah.
food.
Yeah. You better keep producing or you're going to become food.
Right? Same with my dogs, bro. I'll eat them too. I'm just kidding.
I didn't know you were Korean. Oh, you just lost a big segment of your listeners, darn it. Sorry.
That dog festival, that shit is crazy, bro.
Yeah.
I hear they're putting a stop to that, but they're gonna take a couple years to like wing off it.
They phase it out, yeah. Well, just like they're trying to phase us out from eating beef, and they're gonna have us on cricket powder here soon.
Oh yeah, bro, or that fucking that lab grown meat, like,
Yeah, ugh.
dude. So I think McDonald's, a few restaurants on National Hamburger Day, they had like 50-cent hamburgers, right? Like little double cheeseburgers,
Yeah.
and people ate that up, bro. They sold a lot, and then the
Yeah.
next day, people found out that those burgers were made out of lab grown meat. They call
Yeah.
it experimental meat.
Yeah. That'll be great.
Like, what I'm
Soylent
thinking, like,
Green.
yeah, what I'm thinking, like, I mean, I'm not sure what it's made out of. I don't know a lot about it, but like, I don't think it's good.
Well, they said it's actually harder to grow lab grown meat than it is to, and more chemicals go into it than just eating regular meat, but I don't know. It's crazy.
Like, I'm
So
fat, bro. I just want meat.
be a big barbecue going on.
When I was little, bro, like we had chickens and quails too. Sometimes we'd have a barbecue, and my dad showed me how to kill the chickens and the quails.
Did you
Just
do
grab
it?
by the head and just spin it. Whoosh, the body goes flying.
Did you ever kill a goose? Because didn't you have a pet goose at one point?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, come on now, come clean. Did you kill that goose?
No, my dog did though.
All right.
I came outside the next day and there was feathers everywhere, bro, all over the yard.
Yeah, these dogs that we have, these two dogs, they in our previous property we lived on, we had some chickens there too. It was closer to the city. The dogs and the chickens have to stay apart because anytime the dogs got near the chickens, they'd eat them. They would kill them like yours did. But here, something must have happened because now they'll get into the side. Because I've got a partition so that there's one side of my property where the dogs stay, another property side of the property where it's more wild with the chickens and everybody else stays. But some of the times, a rooster will come over there on the dog side, and I'm thinking, dang, any dogs are going to eat you. He either must have put them in their place or something because they don't mess with them at all.
That's crazy.
And he just
Holy
walks
shit.
around, does whatever he wants, and they don't even mess with them. It's funny.
He's a fucking badass, bro. And yeah, man, any more tips on, just living in the forest? Any
Well, again,
advice?
it's a great place, so you'll have to decide yourself, can I do it? Can I get away from 30, it's going to take me 30 minutes to get somewhere, because a lot of people they couldn't live that kind of life. I need to be able to get someplace quick. Or what if something happens? Can I have to wait half an hour, because it's going to take a half an hour for emergency service, whether it's ambulances or fire department or police. That's going to take that long to get to you. So if you're, oh, I don't like guns, okay, well, you better get a gun, because it's not just the zombies that are outside your gate. But if anything happens, or animals come to you, or are you handy? Do you know how to fix things? Because certain things are going to break, and nobody's going to be able to come and fix it for a long time. Or if they do, it's going to cost a lot because they have to drive. My road's actually sand roads, so anytime you have a big vehicle come back here, it can get stuck. Especially like a big truck, if you have to have your well drilled out or something like that, it's going to get stuck if it's wet at all. So you have to consider all that stuff. But if you do. Forest living, you minimize your life and you become simpler. You don't have to pay any water bills, no sewage bills. And eventually, if you get really, really simplified, maybe all you're paying is taxes, which to me are still outrageous, but you're paying taxes and that's it. Maybe you've already paid your mortgage off and then you're living peacefully and you don't have all this worry to have going on. So.
Yeah, man. And I think it's very smart, and I think it's worth, being that far from a Walmart or store. But like you said, you have to be handy. Like there's no way around it, right?
No.
But I think more people need to be like that. Like, because I mean, you gotta be a man, you know what I mean? Like you.
Yeah, well, if it, and I don't know, I don't want to be experienced. We've talked about these kind of things on your show before, but just imagine in 2024, Biden wins. I'll give two scenarios. Biden wins, and he dies or within a month or 2 months after in office, and chaos happens, and maybe the right wingers get all upset, and I don't see them, but later they get upset and they try to take over the government and chaos breaks out in civil war. Okay, that's one scenario. I don't think that's as likely as the second scenario. So Trump wins, okay, in 2024. All these people been told Trump's an insurrectionist and blah blah blah, and he's gonna kill gay people and blah blah blah. He's gonna be a dictator. They believe this crap, and so they get crazy and they start burning down cities like they were there for a while with the BLMs and the Antifas. They burn stuff down, and basically And maybe Trump does have to activate the National Guard. That just makes it worse because now you got, see, we told you he's a dictator. And then all gets really bad. And eventually, guess what? All these cities and all these comfort places where people live, where they're used to going to McDonald's in half an hour or 10 minutes or whatever, that stuff starts to go away. I mean, you already have some of these cities where a lot of these places are shutting down, the CVSs and everything else, because the crime is just too bad in those neighborhoods. Now imagine a full-scale situation like that all over the nation. So if you're not handy and you're not a man, how are you going to survive that? You're not going to. I don't care where you live.
Yep, that's a very good point. And about the crime at stores, dude, last night I went to a Circle K, a little convenience store gas station. And it was after work. I get off at 10:30. And I bought some stuff and I was trying to get cash back.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I know what happened. Two white guys came up to you in MAGA hats and said, "This is MAGA country," and they beat the crap out of you and stole your Subway, right? Oh no, wait,
Took
that's
my burrito, bro.
okay, good.
But yeah, the clerk's like, nah, no cash back after 10 o'clock. They lock up their cash, bro. They get robbed that much.
Yeah. That's crazy. This is how much society's getting crazier and crazier. So I don't know what we do about it. Because obviously then we're bringing people in. I hate to we're bringing people in from countries that they don't have any laws for the most part. And so when
Yeah.
they come here and we say, hey, you got to stand here at this little light, see this little person that tells you when you can walk? I mean, that's the least of the worries. Well, you mean in this country we're not allowed to touch that half-naked woman over there and do what we want to her? No, you're not supposed to. No matter how naked she is, you're not allowed to touch her. But they think they can because in their countries, like Muslim countries, women aren't allowed to run around like that. It's just basically it's a that's an invitation to be raped in their countries. I get in America, no, if you say no, no matter how you dress, that's your hands off. But to them, you're saying, hey, come rape me. It's things like that.
Yep, and over there, if the woman does get raped, it's her fault. Like, over there.
So you're mixing these cultures in here without America. When we had immigrants, whether it's white people, black people, Hispanic people, we slowly integrated them. So they slowly understood how it was, is to be American and how you have to manage your own self to some degree. You have to, even without laws, you have to manage your own self. You can't just be a crazy person. But now we just let them in here. We don't integrate them at all. And then then we expect, why aren't they acting civil? Because they don't come places from places that are civil.
Yep, very true.
So here I am in the forest, hiding away from some of that. I don't know if it's going to do me any good. Because like I said, I live somewhere where there's people outside my gates that just are not very civil either. My hope is it's sort of like that, hiding in plain sight concept. Here I am. I'm in the forest. There are crazy people around me, but I'm hoping that if the craziness goes down, these people say, well, we're not going to let this happen to us. And they're going to fight back against that kind of crazy. I could be wrong. They could come for me first and take me out. Who knows? But right now, I'm living a fairly peaceful life here in the forest.
Yeah, it sounds like a very peaceful life. Very, and you eat good too, man. I see your
Oh, you've
food
seen,
post.
yeah. Even if
You
it
eat.
is fake, even if it is fake Mexican food on
It looks
Ortegos.
bomb.
It's good though.
Yeah, man. And fresh eggs, bro. Like,
Fresh
living
eggs.
life, man.
Yep. Great stuff. I don't get any fish out of the lake, even though there's a bunch in there because I hate fish. But you could. That'd be another thing you could do.
Get some gators. No, I'm just kidding, bro.
Gators. Yeah, they got gator bites here. If you ever come down here, we'll go to a place where they have gator bites. So they actually cooked up gator
I've
breaded and.
always wanted to try that.
Yeah. Kind of chewy, but
Yeah,
chewy.
man.
With the E, not a U.
And yeah, man, great stuff. And if the revolution happens, zombie apocalypse, I'm definitely there, bro.
All right, we'll need some more people with the sitting on the gunners on the ramparts and stuff.
I'll take my quad, bro. I'm just kidding.
It'll take you a while to get here and that far away, but
Yeah, man, great stuff. And where can people find your book or many your other books?
well, you can look up Roderick Edwards anywhere on Amazon or Google. I'm the white guy, but sometimes there's a black guy in there. It's fine because Roderick is you, it's a multi, it's a diverse name. I'm trying to be very diverse. So Roderick's a very diverse name, but the white guy, or at least the peach skin guy, you look at him and click on that link, and you might take you to some of the books I've written. There's over 25 of them. I just released another one, which we're not talking about today, but it's about all about AI and what it's doing and how it's taking over things. So I just
Wow.
released that one today as well. So, but yeah, the forest one is great for somebody who wants to know what Florida's really like and a little bit of the history and how it really is to live in Florida. And I really encourage people to get that, especially if you visit Florida, if you have family down in Florida, encourage them to get help, because I'm guaranteed they're gonna say, "Oh yeah, he's spot on about that stuff." Because it took me a while. I took 3 years to figure out and make sure I understood Florida before I decided to write the book.
Yeah, man, and you're very smart, man. You know a lot of history. You pay a lot of attention, and yeah, man, I love it, and it shows in your work too, you know.
Thank you. He just called me a nerd. He called me a lifeless nerd, is what he did. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Like the jocks, nerd.
It's like, or like when a woman says, "Yeah, we're friends. He's nice." That kind of crap. That's the guy version. That's the dude version of that right there.
Like when you call her pretty, she's like, "Oh, thank you."
Yeah, you're nice. And then you say something to her like, "Do you have a pen?" And she says, "Cause," and she says, "Well, yes, I do." Good. You should get back into it because I'm sure the farmer's missing you. Stuff like that. That's not right.
I'm gonna have to use that
Yeah, that's going to get you a lot of girls.
one.
Put your devil picture in the background there.
Satan.
All right. Well, I always love coming to this show because we can get off tangents and everything else, and it still gets right back to it. It's great.
I love it, man. And like I said, keep up the great work, man. You're always kicking ass, bro. You're always writing new books, and I just love it, bro.
I thank you so much, and hopefully other people. And they're like I said, I've always said this before. They're short books, so if you hate reading, these books are for you. You'll be done before you're like, "Dang, I got done through this in an hour. I'm
Yes.
just sitting here waiting for my oil to change. I'm done." Or they got the audiobooks because I take all of them to turn them into audiobooks. I got a really a southern sounding guy to do the audio on this one. I like it; it fits perfectly. So he sounds great.
And it's Black History Month. Everyone check out the future and history of black
The history
people.
and future of black people. Also narrated guy who sounds like, come on, I can't think of the guy's name suddenly.
Yeah, he's got the accent too.
Yeah, come on.
It kind of
Well, yeah,
reminds me of
it's a
Cleveland.
black guy. I gotta make sure it's really authentically black, so I hired a black guy to do the black history book. I'm being
He did good
sarcastic.
too.
I'm being sarcastic because that seems like what people want to. Are you sure this is authentically black? Well, I don't know. Let's see. We can cut you in half. You have black skin inside too? How black are you? It's just ridiculous. Come on, we're people. Who
Yeah.
cares?
Yeah, and that's
But
also a
anyhow, yes,
great
thank
book.
you. Thank you for that plug.
Yeah, man. And everyone check them out, Roderick Edwards on Amazon, RoderickE.com. And thanks again, bro. All
Perfect. Thank you much.
right,
Come
man.
visit me in the
Peace.
forest.
See you in the forest.